请打开圣经约翰一书第三章第四节到第十节。
Let's turn our Bible to 1 John chapter 3 verses 4 to 10.
约翰一书第三章第四节到第十节。
First John chapter 3 verses 4 to 10.
第四节，凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪，凡住在他里面的就不犯罪。凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的人是义人，正如主是义的一样。犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。凡从神生的就不犯罪，因神的道存在他心里，他也不犯罪，因为他是有神生的。从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的就不属神，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sin. And in him is no sin. No one who lives in him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin, because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he has been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother.
有一个早上，耶稣基督在圣殿里面教导众人。
One morning, Jesus was in the temple teaching people.
那么在那个时候，有文士跟法利赛人带一个行淫被抓的妇人来到主耶稣基督的面前。
And at that time, some scribes and Pharisees brought to Jesus a woman caught in adultery.
叫这个妇人站在众人的当中。
And they brought her and stood her in front of all people.
就对耶稣说。
And they told Jesus.
夫子，这妇人是在行淫的时候被抓。
Rabbi, this woman was caught in adultery.
我按照摩西的律法，这个妇人应该用石头打死。
According to the law of Moses, this woman should be stoned to death.
你说该怎么办？
Tell us what we should do.
主耶稣没有回答他们。
Jesus didn't reply to them.
然后他就弯着腰在地上写字。
He bent over and began to write on the ground.
他们的不住的问耶稣。
They continued to pester Jesus.
耶稣就对他们说。
And Jesus replied.
你们中间如果没有罪的，可以先用舌头打他。
Anyone among you without sin may cast the first stone.
他们听见以后，一个一个的就离开了。
After they heard this, they left one by one.
只剩下耶稣基督。
Only Jesus remained.
还有那个妇人。
And the woman.
耶稣就对那妇人说。
And Jesus asked the woman.
妇人，没有人定你的罪吗？
Woman, does no one condemn you?
她说，主啊，没有。
And she said, no, Lord.
耶稣就对她说。
And Jesus told her.
我也不定你的罪。
Neither do I condemn you.
去吧，从此以后不要再犯罪。
Go and sin no more.
请注意刚才我说的最后那句。
If you, please pay attention to the last phrase I said.
从此不要再犯罪。
Go and sin no more.
耶稣吩咐这位被看为是一个罪人的妇人，告诉他从此以后不要再犯罪了。
Jesus told the woman who was considered a sinner to go and sin no more.
约翰一书第二章第一节上半句这么说。
The first half of 1 John chapter 2 verse 1 tells us.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。
My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin.
约翰告诉我们，已经信了耶稣的人是活在这个光明当中。
John tells us that those who have believed in Jesus are living in the light.
不要再犯罪了。
They should no longer sin.
今天的经文，如果我们看的话，我们发觉到有五个原因告诉我们不要再犯罪。
And if we read today's passage, there's five reasons that tell us that we should not sin anymore.
第一个原因就是在第四节。
The first reason was given in verse 4.
凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法就是罪。
Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness.
根据这节经文说，罪就是违背律法。
And according to this verse, sin is lawlessness.
什么是罪？什么是律法？
What is sin and what is the law?
根据罗马书说，没有律法，人就不知道什么是罪。
And according to the book of Romans, it says that if without law, people do not know what sin is.
比如说，有一天你在公路上开车。
For instance, if you were driving on the highway one day.
在路上你没有看到任何的路牌说明这条公路的时速。
You didn't see a speed limit sign.
那么你就任意的开。
So you just drove at whatever speed.
你也不管你自己开的多快。
You didn't care how fast you were driving.
然后突然间你发觉到后面有辆警车赶上来。
And suddenly you realize there's a policeman behind you.
有没有这样的经历？
Yeah, any experience like that?
我想在众都有这种经历哦。
I think that's really common.
我本身也有这样的经历。
I have personal experience with that.
那么警车从后面赶上来的时候，
The police car comes up.
就吩咐你把车停下来。
You have to pull over.
然后吩咐你把你的驾照，你的这个保险拿出来。
You have to show him your driver's license and your insurance card.
然后过了一会儿，警察说，你知道你犯了交通法律吗？
And the police asks, do you know that you were breaking the speed limit?
他就感到莫名其妙。
And the driver is wondering why.
那么到底发生了什么事情？
What happened?
然后警察说，你刚才开得太快。
And the police said, you were driving too fast.
你就感觉到什么是太快。
And you asked yourself, what is too fast?
那么到底太快是什么意思？
What's the definition of too fast?
因为在路上都没有讲那个真正的时速是什么。
Because I didn't see a speed limit sign.
所以你更不知道你犯了交通的法律。
And of course, you certainly don't know that you broke the traffic law.
因为没有法律告诉你犯了这个交通的法律。
Because you didn't see a law that so that you would know that you broke the law.
如果你看罗马书的时候，
If you look at the book of Romans,
你发觉到保罗在罗马书里面说明律法把这个罪显明出来。
And that the law shows our sin.
本来人不知道什么是罪。
Originally, men do not know what sin is.
但当人看到这个律法的时候，他就开始明白。
But when the law came,
这个罪是什么东西？
When the law came, people understood what sin is.
他就知道到底罪是怎么一回事。
And he understood what sin is.
所以罪跟这个律法是息息相关的。
So law and sin are in close relationship.
如果你看英文圣经的话，这个 King James Version 它讲。For sin is a transgression of the law. 然后这个 NIV 讲是 sin is lawlessness. 换句话说，罪就是违背了律法。
So sin is a transgression of the law.
今天这经文告诉我们不要犯罪。
And so today's passage tells us not to sin.
因为凡犯罪的就是违背律法，违背律法的就是罪。
Because all those who sin break the law and sin is lawlessness.
一个蒙恩得救的人，圣经告诉我们不要再犯罪了。
One who has been saved by faith, the Bible tells us to no longer sin.
因为犯罪就是违背了律法。
Because the sin is to break the law.
不久前我错过一个认识神的人，是一个遵守神诫命的人。
Not long ago, I said that a person who knows God is one who keeps His commandments.
那么这个人他会尽心尽意尽性地爱他的神。
And this person will love the Lord his God with all his heart, soul, and mind.
他也会爱人如己。
And he will love his neighbor as himself.
这两条大诫命是我们在生活里面的生命准则。
And these two greatest commandments should be the pillars of our life.
引导我们走在正路上。
Leading us to walk in the path of righteousness.
如果我们犯罪的话，
if we sin,
我们因此就违背了这两条大诫命。
We would have broken these two greatest commandments.
这就是第一个原因，为什么我们不要犯罪。
This is the first reason why we should not sin.
第二个原因是因为主耶稣已经把我们的罪已经除去了。
And the second reason is that Jesus already taken away our sin.
请看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
你们知道主曾显现是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。
But you know that he appeared so that he might take away our sin, and in him is no sin.
在2000年前这时候，主耶稣来到我们这个世界上。
2000 years ago, Jesus came to this world.
目的就是要除去世人的罪。
For the purpose of taking away the sin of the world.
当施洗约翰出来传扬天国信息的时候。
And when John the Baptist came out to preach about the kingdom of God.
他说看啊神的羔羊除去世人的罪孽。
He said, look, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world.
在主耶稣还没有真正出来传扬天国的福音的时候。
And before Jesus came out to preach the gospel.
施洗约翰就预告说耶稣基督他会来到这个世界上。
John the Baptist foretold that Jesus Christ will come into this world.
他会成为这个羔羊，除去世人的罪。
He will become the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
那2000年前的时候，主耶稣真的来到这个世界上。
2000 years ago, Jesus did come into the world.
他死在十字架上。
He died on the cross.
成为那个赎罪的羔羊。
Became the Lamb of God.
目的就是要除去世人的罪。
For the sake of taking away the sin of the world.
耶稣基督死在十字架上，他付上很大的代价。
The price was great when Jesus died on the cross.
我曾经讲过，神的恩典不是一个廉价的恩典。
And I mentioned before that the grace of God is not a cheap grace.
我们是用重价买回来的。
We have been purchased by a great price.
当主耶稣在十字架上成为那个赎罪的羔羊的时候。
When Jesus Christ became the Lamb of God to redeem us.
神把他的宝贵的独生子赐给我们。
And God gave us his precious son.
承担了我们的罪孽。
And took away our sins.
以致我们不必承受那个罪带来的后果。
So we would not have to endure the consequences of our sins.
神把这个宝贵的礼物送给我们。
God gave us this precious gift.
是要我们去好好的珍惜这个礼物。
That we could value this precious gift.
就比如说在我的生日的时候你送我一个很贵的花盆。
It's just that if you gave me a very expensive vase.
那么有一天你就到我家里来拜访。
And one day you came to visit me.
然后你看到你送给我那个花盆放在厨房一个角落。
And you saw this very expensive vase in a corner.
用来装垃圾。
Used as a garbage can.
或者垃圾。
Or it's treated as trash.
如果是你的话。
If you were the giver.
你看了你肯定心里面真的不好受。
You probably would not be feeling very well at that.
那么你心里面想，既然我把这个这么贵重的花盆送给他。
You might think that since I have given this person such precious gift,
他却用来装垃圾。
They use it just to contain trash.
不晓得这个是什么人呢？
What kind of person is this?
神把这个宝贵的礼物送给我们。
God has given us a precious gift.
如果我们没有好好的去珍惜它的话，
If we do not value it,
把它当作是一个宝贵的礼物，
and treat it as a precious gift.
那我们就把神的恩典看为是一个廉价的恩典。
Then we see God's grace as a very cheap grace.
那保罗在罗马书有讲到神的恩典是把神把这个救恩赐给我们是他的恩典。
And in the book of Romans, Paul says that God has given us this grace.
但是保罗也声明说这个恩典不是廉价的恩典。
But Paul also says that this is not a cheap grace.
而是一个很贵重的恩典。
But it's a very precious grace.
所以在罗马书第六章第一节到第二节告诉我们。
So in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, it tells us.
这样怎么说呢？我们可以乃在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
断乎不可。
By no means.
我们在罪上死了的人岂可乃在罪中活着呢？
We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
换句话说，主耶稣已经除去了我们的罪。
In other words, Jesus Christ has already taken away our sins.
保罗问了一个问题。
And Paul asked a question.
我们还活在罪中吗？
How can we live in it any longer?
那么圣经讲到一个信了耶稣的人是一个新造的人。
The Bible tells us that he who believes in Jesus is a new creation. New creation.
旧的已经过去了，一切都是新的。
The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come.
因为耶稣已经除去我们的罪。
Because Jesus Christ has already taken away our sins.
所以圣经说不要再犯罪了。
So the Bible tells us to no longer sin.
这是第二个原因。
And this is the second reason.
第三个原因，我们不要犯罪，是因为我们住在主里面。
And the third reason that we should not sin is because we live in Him.
请看第六节。
Let's first take a look at verse 6.
凡住在他里面的就不要犯罪，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or known Him.
而当一个人信了耶稣之后，
After a person has believed in Jesus,
他与这三位一体的神建立了一个关系。
He has established a relationship with the Triune God.
神住在他里面。
God lives in him.
他也住在他里面。
And he lives in God.
我们看到约翰福音第十五章告诉我们这个葡萄树的比喻。
And we know from John chapter 15 the analogy with the vine.
这比喻说到主耶稣是那真葡萄树。
And, that Jesus is a true vine.
我们是枝子接在葡萄树上。
Where branches are connected to the vine.
因此这些枝子的生命是来自这个葡萄树。
So the life of the branches comes from the vine.
一个信耶稣的人就是好像枝子被接在葡萄树上。
And a believer is as a branch that was grafted into the vine.
那么他的生命是来自这个葡萄树。
His life comes from the vine.
一个因此，因为有了这个关系，圣经告诉我们不要再犯罪了。
And because of this relationship, the Bible tells us to no longer sin.
刚才我说过，一个认识神的人，一个遵守神诫命的人。
I have mentioned before that one who believes in Jesus is one who keeps his commands.
他也是一个爱神的人。
He is also one who loves God.
他也是一个行耶稣所行的人。
He is also one who does what Jesus would do.
一个遵守神诫命的人。
One who obeys God.
一个爱神的人。
One who loves God.
一个行耶稣所行的人。
One who does what Jesus would do.
他会选择不犯罪。
He would choose not to sin.
就是他犯罪以后，他也会来到神的面前求神赦免他的罪过。
But even if he does, if he should sin, he would come back to God and ask for forgiveness.
所以这些经文说明，我们应该好像耶稣一样过一个圣洁的生活。
And this passage tells us we should be like holy, just like Jesus.
就好像耶稣在面对试探的时候，他也没有犯罪。
Just as Jesus, when he faced temptation, he did not sin.
那么第六节下半句也说，凡犯罪的是未曾看见他，也未曾认识他。
And the second part of verse 6 tells us, no one who continues to sin has either seen him or known him.
一个犯罪的人表明他不认识神。
One who continues to sin is one who does not know God.
换句话说，他是一个不得救的人。
In other words, he's one who is not saved.
因为一个得救的人，他的生命必会改变。
Because he who has been saved, his life will change.
他选择过一个圣洁的生活。
He chooses to live a holy life.
与罪无关。
And wants to have nothing to do with sin.
如果一个人说他是基督徒，
If a person says he's a Christian,
但是生命却跟以前一模一样。
And yet there's absolutely no change in his life.
没有改变。
There's no change.
仍然过在一个罪恶的生活当中。
He continues to living a life of sin.
那么他讲的是值得我们怀疑的。
Then his profession is questionable.
而今天的经文告诉我们不要犯罪。
So today's passage tells us not to sin.
第一个原因是因为犯罪就违背了神的律法。
Because the first reason is that he who sins breaks the law.
第二个原因，如果我们犯罪的话，第二个原因是因为主耶稣已经除去了我们的罪。
And the second reason is that Jesus has taken away our sins already.
第三个原因是因为我们住在主里。
And the third reason is we live in Him.
然后第一个四个原因是说我们都是义人。
And the fourth reason is that we are righteous.
你看第七节的话。
If you look at verse 7.
小子们啊，不要被人诱惑，行义的人才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as he is righteous.
一个相信耶稣的人，他的地位跟以前不一样了。
The position of a believer is different from before he believed.
以前是罪人，但是现在已经是义人了。
He was a sinner in the past, now he's a righteous.
耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的救恩，使到我们在神的面前，圣经告诉我们因信称义。
And because of what Jesus did on the cross, the Bible tells us that because of our faith, we are considered as righteous.
因为我们的身份不一样了。
Because our position is now different.
圣经告诉我们，我们的身份就好像彼得前书第二章第九节所说的。
And the Bible tells us that just as in first.Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有金尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God.
因为这个身份和地位，圣经告诉我们不要再犯罪了。
Because of our position that God tells us to no longer sin.
美国有不少的孩子是被领回来的，从国外领回来的，领养回来的。
In the U.S. there are many foreign adoptions.
那么这些孩子他们是来自孤儿院。
These children many come from orphanages.
都没有父母。
Most don't have children. Don't have parents.
或者被父母丢弃了。
Or they were abandoned.
那么这些孩子他们的生活不是很好。
And these children didn't used to have very good life.
有些甚至连吃的都不够。
Some probably didn't even have enough to eat.
更不用讲有好的教育。
And we don't even have to consider their education.
但是当他们被领回来这个美国的地方的时候，
But after their adoption,
他们进入一个新的环境里面。
They enter a new environment.
通常都会在一个相当温暖的一个家庭里面。
Usually in a loving home.
更美好的，他们成为美国的公民。
And they become U.S. citizens.
所以他们的身份跟以前不一样了。
Their position is different from the past.
不单有了这个公民，而且已经有了父母。
They have their citizenship here, and they have parents.
这些被领养回来的孩子，他们重新过一个新的生活。
And these adoptive children begin to live a new life.
我想他们也不想回到那个孤儿院去。
I don't think any of them want to return to the orphanage.
过以前所过的生活。
To live the life of the past.
同样的，一个相信耶稣的人，圣经告诉我们，我们是义人。
Likewise, we who believe in Jesus, the Bible tells us we are righteous.
因为我们的身份和地位，圣经告诉我们不要再犯罪了。
Because of our new position, the Bible tells us to no longer sin.
这是圣经告诉我们第四个原因，为什么我们不要犯罪。
And this is the fourth reason that the Bible tells us not to sin.
最后不要犯罪的原因是因为我们是属神的，不是属魔鬼的。
Finally, the reason why we should not sin is because we are born of God and not of devil.
一个相信耶稣的人不是属魔鬼的。
A believer does not belong to the devil.
因为他已经从是一个重生得救的人。
Because he has been born again.
当一个人悔改相信耶稣之后。
When a person repents and believes in Jesus Christ.
我们圣经告诉我们他是从神而生，而且他成为神的儿女。
The Bible tells us that he's been born of God and has become a child of God.
从此以后他是属神的，不是属魔鬼的。
From then on, he belongs to God and not the devil.
罪是从魔鬼而来。
Sin comes from the devil.
那么圣经告诉我们，在这个世界还没有创造之前，魔鬼已经存在。
The Bible tells us that even before the creation of the world, the devil has already existed.
圣经告诉我们，魔鬼曾经是一位天使长。
And that devil used to be an archangel.
因为他想高过神。
Because he wanted a higher position than God.
所以他就与神对抗。
Therefore he rebelled against God.
所以魔鬼因此就犯罪了。
And then he sinned.
圣经也说，魔鬼不止自己犯罪，他也带世人一起犯罪。
And not only did he sin himself, but he also led the whole world to sin.
直到世人要面对罪带来的后果。
So that men must face the consequence of sin.
但是感谢神。
But thanks be to God.
神差他的独生子除去了我们的罪。
That he sent his only son to take away the sin of the world.
直到我们不必受这个罪的捆绑。
So we will not be facing the bondage of sin.
能够去选择不犯罪。
And we choose not to sin.
第八节下半句上半句那边讲到犯罪是属魔鬼的。
And that he who does what is sinful is of the devil.
那么今天我们看到我们周遭那些罪恶的行为。
When we look around today, we see many sins around us.
间接跟直接的都跟魔鬼有些关系。
Many of these are related or directly or indirectly to the devil.
所以魔鬼用各种各样的方法来使到人犯罪。
And the devil uses many different ways to cause people to sin.
这些东西可能是邪灵的附身。
Perhaps it's demon possession.
或者贪爱钱财。
Or the love of money.
或者嫉妒别人。
Or envy of others.
或者不能够去原谅一个人。
Or unforgiveness.
或者在背后说人的。
Or slandering.
这些都是罪恶的事情。
All these are sins.
魔鬼最终的目的就是要使人犯罪。
The ultimate purpose of Satan is so that men would sin.
这个就是他的嗜好。
That is his what he does.
His hobby.
That's his hobby.
他的目的就是要人犯罪。
His purpose is to cause men to sin.
所以圣经说，犯罪的就是属于魔鬼的。
So the Bible says that he who sins belongs to the devil.
反过来说，一个属神的人就不应该犯罪。
In other words, but on the flip side, he who belongs to God should not sin.
请注意啊，圣经讲不犯罪，而不是不会犯罪。
But the Bible does not say that he will cannot sin.
不犯罪跟我们的意志有一个关系。
That we should not sin is related to our will.
不犯罪是因为我们选择不犯罪。
We do not sin because we choose not to sin.
所以罪不是从神而来。
Sin does not come from God.
所以属神的人不要犯罪。
So he who belongs to God should not sin.
神所生的人不犯罪，因为神的道存在我们的心里面。
He who is born of God would not sin just because the word of God lifting up.
那么诗篇119篇11节是一节很有名的一节经文。
Psalm 119 verse 11 is a verse that many people know.
我们怎样不犯罪？
How should we not sin?
所以圣经有告诉我们，我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
我们今天这段经文告诉我们不要犯罪。
This passage today tells us not to sin.
有五个原因。
There's five reasons.
那么第一个原因就是犯罪就是违背了神的律法。
The first one is he who sins breaks the law.
第二，主耶稣已经除去了我们的罪。
Second, that Jesus has already taken away our sins.
第三，因为我们住在主里。
Thirdly, because we live in Christ.
第四，因为我们都是义人，得救的人就是义人。
Fourth, all who have been saved are righteous.
最后，我们是属神的，不是属魔鬼的。
Finally, we belong to God, not the devil.
我们怎样可以不犯罪？
How can we not sin?
我们圣经讲得很清楚，就是在诗篇119篇11节这么说。
The Bible tells us clearly, Psalms 119, verse 11.
我将你的话藏在我的心里，免得我得罪你。
I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
你和我是否有把神的话语藏在我们的心里面？
Have you and I hidden God's word in our heart?
免得我们得罪神。
So we might not sin against God.
让我们在神的面前祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your word.
也求主帮助我们在我们的生活里面不要犯罪。
And please help us in our lives not to sin.
让我们在我们的生活里面过一个圣洁的生活。
And that in our lives we may live a holy life.
让我们的生命里面彰显主你的荣耀。
And in our lives we may give glory to you.
求主帮助我们。
We pray, please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.